Today is the fifth day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is awesome to be here with you today as we continue our journey forward, bring ourselves to the conclusion of another one of the weeks that we get to spend together. We're at the place now where there's way more weeks that we still get to spend together than there are weeks that we've moved through, but the weird thing is if we keep doing this, we'll reach the midway point and there'll be fewer days. But right now, we're still getting ourselves going. But we are definitely far enough in to see that there is plenty for us in the Bible this year. And so let's dive in. We've been reading from the Common English Bible this week. Exodus chapter 21, verse 22 through 23, verse 13 today. When people who are fighting injure a pregnant woman so that she has a miscarriage but no other injury occurs, then the guilty party will be fined what the woman's husband demands, as negotiated with the judges. If there is further injury, then you will give a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, a burn for a burn, a bruise for a bruise, a wound for a wound. When a slave owner hits and blinds the eye of a male or female slave, he should let the slave go free on account of the eye. If he knocks out a tooth of a male or female slave, he should let the slave go free on account of the tooth. When an ox gores a man or a woman to death, the ox should be stoned to death, and the meat of the ox shouldn't be eaten, but the owner of the ox shouldn't be punished. However, if the ox had gored people in the past and its owner had been warned but didn't watch out for it, and the ox ends up killing a man or a woman, then the ox should be stoned to death and its owner should also be put to death. If the owner has to pay compensation instead, he must pay the agreed amount to save his life. If the ox gores a boy or a girl, this same case law applies to the owner. If the ox gores a male or female slave, the owner will pay 30 silver shekels to the slave's owner, and the ox will be stoned to death. When someone leaves a pit open or digs a pit and doesn't cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into the pit, the owner of the pit must make good on the loss. He should pay money to the ox's owner, but he may keep the dead animal. When someone's ox hurts someone else's ox and it dies, then they should sell the live ox and divide its price. They should also divide the dead animal between them. But if the ox was known for goring in the past and its owner hadn't watched out for it, the owner must make good the loss, an ox for an ox, but may keep the dead animal. When someone steals an ox or a sheep and then slaughters or sells it, the thief must pay back 5 oxen for the 1 ox or 4 sheep for the 1 sheep. If the thief is caught breaking in and is beaten and dies, the one who killed him won't be guilty of bloodshed. However, if this happens in broad daylight, then the one who killed him is guilty of bloodshed. For his part, the thief must make good on what he stole. If he has nothing, he must be sold to pay for his theft. If an animal, whether ox, donkey, or sheep, is found alive in the thief's possession, he must pay back double. When someone lets an animal loose to eat in another person's field and causes the field or vineyard to be stripped of its crop, the owner must pay them back with the best from his own field or vineyard. When someone starts a fire and it catches in thorns and then spreads to someone else's stacked grain, standing grain, or a whole field, the one who started the fire must fully repay the loss. When someone entrusts money or other items to another person to keep safe and they are stolen from the other person's house and the thief is caught, the thief must pay back double. If the thief isn't caught, the owner of the house should be brought before God to determine whether or not the owner stole the other's property. When any dispute of ownership over an ox, donkey, sheep, piece of clothing, or any other loss arises in which someone claims, "This is mine," the cases of both parties should come before God. The one whom God finds at fault must pay back double to the other. When someone gives a donkey, ox, sheep, or any other animal to another person to keep safe, and the animal dies or is injured or taken and no one saw what happened, the person should swear a solemn pledge before the Lord in the presence of the owner that he didn't touch the other's property. The owner must accept that, and no payment needs to be made. But if the animal was stolen, the person must make full payment to its owner. If the animal was attacked and ripped apart and its torn body is brought as evidence, no payment needs to be made. When someone borrows an animal from another and it is injured or dies while the owner isn't present, full payment must be made. If the owner was present, no payment needs to be made. If the animal was hired, only the fee for hiring the animal is due. When a man seduces a young woman who isn't engaged to be married yet, and he sleeps with her, he must marry her and pay the bride price for her. But if her father absolutely refuses to let them marry, he must still pay the same amount as the bride price for young women. Don't allow a female sorcerer to live. Anyone who has sexual relations with an animal should be put to death. Anyone who offers sacrifices to any god other than the Lord alone should be destroyed. Don't mistreat or oppress an immigrant, because you were once immigrants in the land of Egypt. Don't treat any widow or orphan badly. If you do treat them badly, and they cry out to me, you can be sure that I'll hear their cry. I'll be furious, and I'll kill you with the sword. Then your wives will be widows, and your children will be orphans. If you lend money to my people, who are poor among you, don't be a creditor and charge them interest. If you take a piece of clothing from someone as a security deposit, you should return it before the sun goes down. His clothing may well be his only blanket to cover himself. What else will that person have to sleep in? And if he cries out to me, I'll listen, because I'm compassionate. Don't say a curse against God, and don't curse your people's chief. Don't delay offering the produce of your vineyards and wine presses. Give me your oldest son. Do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. They should stay with their mother for 7 days. On the 8th day, you should give them to me. You are a holy people to me. Don't eat any meat killed by wild animals out in the field. Throw it to the dogs instead. Don't spread false rumors. Don't plot with evil people to act as a lying witness. Don't take sides with important people to do wrong. When you act as a witness, don't stretch the truth to favor important people. But don't privilege unimportant people in their lawsuits either. When you happen to come upon your enemy's ox or donkey that has wandered off, you should bring it back to them. When you see a donkey that belongs to someone who hates you, and it's lying down under its load, and you are inclined not to help set it free, you must help set it free. Don't undermine the justice that your poor deserve in their lawsuits. Stay away from making a false charge. Don't put an innocent person who is in the right to death, because I will not consider innocent those who do such evil. Don't take a bribe, because a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. Don't oppress an immigrant. You know what it's like to be an immigrant, because you were immigrants in the land of Egypt. For 6 years, you should plant crops on your land and gather in its produce. But in the seventh year, you should leave it alone and undisturbed, so that the poor among your people may eat. What they leave behind, the wild animals may eat. You should do the same with your vineyard and your olive trees. Do your work in 6 days, but on the seventh day you should rest, so that your ox and donkey may rest, and even the child of your female slave and the immigrant may be refreshed. Be careful to obey everything that I have said to you. Don't call on the names of the other gods. Don't even mention them. Matthew 24, 1 through 28. Now Jesus left the temple and was going away. His disciples came to point out to him the temple buildings. He responded, "Do you see all these things? I assure that no stone will be left on another. Everything will be demolished." Now, while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus replied, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ.' They will deceive many people. You will hear about wars and reports of wars. Don't be alarmed. These things must happen. But this isn't the end yet. Nations and kingdoms will fight against each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in all sorts of places. But all these things are just the beginning of the sufferings associated with the end. They will arrest you, abuse you, and they will kill you. All nations will hate you on account of my name. At that time, many will fall away. They will betray each other and hate each other. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because disobedience will expand, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be delivered. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. Then the end will come. When you see the disgusting and destructive thing that Daniel talked about standing in the holy place," the reader should understand this, "then those in Judea must escape to the mountains. Those on the roof shouldn't come down to grab things from their houses. Those in the field shouldn't come back to grab their clothes. How terrible it will be at that time for women who are pregnant and for women who are nursing their children. Pray that it doesn't happen in winter or on the Sabbath day. There will be great suffering, such as the world has never before seen and will never again see. If that time weren't shortened, nobody would be rescued. But for the sake of the ones whom God chose, that time will be cut short. Then if somebody says to you, 'Look, here's the Christ,' or 'He's over there,' don't believe it. False Christs and false prophets will appear, and they will offer great signs and wonders in order to deceive, if possible, even those whom God has chosen. Look, I've told you ahead of time. So if they say to you, 'Look, he's in the desert,' don't go out. And if they say, 'Look, he's in the rooms deep inside the house,' don't believe it. Just as the lightning flashes from the east to the west, so it will be with the coming of the human one. The vultures gather wherever there's a dead body." Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. You divine beings, give to the Lord. Give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bow down to the Lord in holy splendor. The Lord's voice is over the waters. The glorious God thunders. The Lord is over the mighty waters. The Lord's voice is strong. The Lord's voice is majestic. The Lord's voice breaks cedar trees. Yes, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon jump around like a young bull, makes Syrian jump around like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice unleashes fiery flames. The Lord's voice shakes the wilderness. Yes, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice convulses the oaks, strips the forests bare. But in his temple, everyone shouts, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the floodwaters. The Lord sits enthroned, king forever. Let the Lord give strength to his people. Let the Lord bless his people with peace. Proverbs 7, 6 through 23. When from the window of my house, from behind the screen, I gazed down, I looked among the naive young men and noticed among the youth one who had no sense. He was crossing the street at her corner and walked down the path to her house in the early evening, at the onset of night and darkness. All of a sudden, a woman approaches him, dressed like a prostitute and with a cunning mind. She is noisy and defiant. Her feet don't stay long in her own house. She has one foot in the street, one foot in the public square. She lies in wait at every corner. She grabs him and kisses him. Her face is brazen as she speaks to him. I've made a sacrifice of well-being. Today I fulfilled my solemn promises. So I've come out to meet you, seeking you, and I have found you. I've spread my bed with luxurious covers, with colored linens from Egypt. I've sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love until morning. Let's savor our lovemaking, for my husband isn't home. He's gone far away. He took a pouch of money with him. He won't come home till full moon. She seduces him with all her talk. She entices him with her flattery. He goes headlong after her, like an ox to the slaughter, like a deer leaping into a trap, until an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird hurrying to the snare, not aware that it will cost him his life. Father, we thank you for your word, and as we bring another week to a close, we take to heart what we just read in the book of Proverbs. And certainly this has got a lot of detail about a foolish man being cunningly seduced into adultery. And so that's stark enough for us to clearly understand. And if we take one step back from just that particular activity alone, we realize that anything that will seduce us into evil is wrong. Anything that will seduce us or obscure our relationship or our connection to you is wrong. It will only lead us down a path that leads to destruction. And the truth is, most of the time we know better. We've just put ourselves in a position we can't get back out of. Or we've allowed something to go too far. We need the counsel of your Holy Spirit to save us, to rescue us. It is our heart's desire to be true and to be true before you so that we might be unashamed before you. made righteous by you by the blood of Jesus, that we might have this permission to be true and that we might then live true instead of in the shadows. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And so be sure to stay tuned and stay connected in any way that you can. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. Whether using the app or using the web, there are a number of resources that are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop that are specifically, well, have been invented and created for the journey that we are on, whether that be just to wear our colors and have some global campfire gear, or whether that be written or listening resources to take the journey deeper, just check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Humbly, we couldn't be here. We wouldn't be here if we were not in this together. So thank you, humbly, for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996. Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Dr. John, Illinois. This message is for Dave of the UK. Dave, I just want to tell you, brother, to hold fast, to stand still and watch God work. And there's no better place for you to be right here than in this community with DAB, with your brothers and sisters, listening to the word read fresh every day. God's word is perfect and true. It's just and it's right. It's life-giving, it's healing, it's restoration. And I'm just going to tell you that God's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We listen to today the story of Moses fleeing the Egyptians and God providing a miracle. But he provides a miracle every single day, a miracle of hope and restoration and healing. And I just want to tell you that I can't name all the names. I can't remember everybody that's called in, but I do. You need to understand that there are millions of them just like me, that every day we listen and every day we pray with you and we stand with you. And maybe we don't mention all of our names, but brother, there's a whole army, there's a whole family of brothers and sisters out here. They're standing with you in your plight. And I would ask you even for my own family. My wife is going into surgery in 2 days. She'd been fighting breast cancer, and 6 years ago, they told us we had little chance to survive. And we started the DAB, and it's been life-giving. It's been healing. It's been restoration to us. It's been wisdom and counsel. And I thank God for this podcast, for Brian, for Jill, for the Harden family, for all they've done, but for all of you out there, for the DAB family. God bless you. So stay right here, brother. This is the best place you can be. With people that love you, will support you every day. God bless.
Good morning. This is Janice, and I have a prayer request to submit for myself, but also for all of us. As we go through Exodus, I'm reminded of something. I know that it's easy to see how the people are complaining and to even criticize and think that it's just so unreasonable with everything they've experienced and all the miracles, and you know, for them to be complaining seems crazy. However, I'm a survivor of sex trafficking when I was a teenager. I'm in my 40s now, so this has been some years past. But the trauma and the fallout definitely has followed me in various ways and infiltrated in every aspect of my life. And it's caused me to, I guess at the root of it, have such a low understanding or feeling of self-worth. And that has caused a complaining spirit in my heart. I don't think I verbalize it often. I'm glad that I don't, but I know I feel it in my heart. I just am generally quiet about it, but the heart is what is important. So I know that all of us have been, or a lot of us can relate to being set free from some kind of slavery, whether it was actual slavery as I was, or if it was some addiction or something else. And my prayer is that we would be able to get past ourselves and past our trauma and not complain and wander in the wilderness, and instead to believe the promises that are for us. I pray this for all of us, and I ask for you to do the same in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Christina calling in from Kansas City, Missouri. I just want to say I'm a first-time caller. This is my first year listening in, and I actually was invited by one of my clients. I'm a hairdresser, by my client, Laura. I told her I was struggling to figure out ways to get the word in and, you know, with my busy schedule and everything, and she suggested this app to me. And I started listening around January 20th, and I have listened to every single one from the first all the way up until now. I had been listening probably 2 to 3, sometimes 4 times a day just to get caught up. I am caught up now, so I'm excited, you know, for the journey that God will have me on this year. And I'm excited for this community. I'm blessed to hear all the prayers and just how tight this community is. And I also want to say to Brian that your voice just captivated me and it just drew me in. And I know that's the Lord using you, and I'm very thankful for that. So this is really good for me. I listen going into work. I listen leaving work. It's a really good thing. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone, and just everything you guys are doing here is such a beautiful thing. And if you guys could lift me up in prayer, you know, I have, you know, 4 children, and I'm married, and just lift up our family. We kind of fallen in our faith a little bit, and I just want to get back on track with everything. And I just want to serve God and love others, and just pray for us. And thank you for all that you guys do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this message is for Jackie out of Canada, I believe she said. This is New Envision Growth calling from New York, and I just wanted to, if I could give you a virtual hug, I would. Your call really just really resonated to me. I understand exactly where you're coming from. And I just want to tell you to keep the faith. I know that seems a little corny and cliche, but it is the truth. I was diagnosed with endometriosis in 2017. So I understand that difficulty with having infertility issues and being surrounded by people who have, you know, your support and love you. But to me, unless you're really going through it, you don't know what it feels like. And I'm still believing and hoping on my miracle child. I'll be 46 this year, and I'm still believing. At the end of the day, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, and I know that God can do the impossible. I know that He's still in control. And you even said yourself, you have a mustard seed faith, and that is all you need. I had to ask myself one day, if it never happens for me, if I never am able to conceive, will I ever stop loving God? No. I will never stop loving Him. I will always give Him a yes, because I know that His way is better than mine. I don't know, but He knows all. He is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving. He is our Father, and He will never leave us nor forsake us, even when it seems like no way out. And even with the relationship, maybe it didn't work out for a reason. Just continue to trust in Him. Continue to have that faith. And I'm praying and believing for us all that have these issues, that it's gonna happen.
Hey, Dev family, I just wanted to call in as a first-time caller. My name's Cody, but I'd love for you guys to call me Phil413, because I love everyone's usernames on this app. And look, today is February 2, 2022. It's 2 a.m. as I'm recording this, and I just felt the urge to call because it's been a month since I started listening to the Daily Audio Bible. You know, January 2 was the first day, and it was in the car. It was a road trip from Virginia down to Tampa Bay, so pretty long one. Long story short, I actually was the one driving, and we got into a car accident, my first ever car accident. Luckily, everyone was okay in my car and the car in front of us, and you know, we were still able to go down there, but Lord knows I was not the one who was going to be in the driver's seat anymore. So with my brother in the driver's seat, he decided to play the first day of the Daily Audio Bible, and I absolutely loved it. So from that point on, I made it a routine to listen to this, you know, every time I'd brush. Usually it's past midnight, so I'd have the next day's recording. And it's just so nice to end the day with that. And yeah, just a little praise offering for the Daily Audio Bible for just providing this opportunity to listen to the Bible all the way through. And I'm looking forward to the rest of this journey with y'all. I love you guys, and God bless.